In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. From the Gospel of today, the angel said to her, to Saint Mary, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women." And he said also to Saint Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Today is the fifth Sunday of the Coptic month Abib. And we usually, as Abuna said before, we have to read the readings of the Sunday. But because today is different, and the fifth Sunday, we have to read to know if there, usually we have only four weeks or four Sundays. If we have the fifth one, we have to read the gospel of the miracle of feeding the multitudes. The miracle of when Jesus Christ used the 5 loaves and 2 fish. It is named the Sunday of the Blessing because it's the fifth one. But today it's totally different. We didn't read these readings because we have to read another one, which is the 29th of the Coptic month. Every month we have to read the read of the Annunciation. We have to celebrate the three feasts, main feasts, the Annunciation, the Incarnation of God, and the Resurrection. And why we have to read the Annunciation, as we said, as our Coptic Church said, the beginning of all the feasts, when Jesus Christ, when God sent Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, to Saint Mary, to let her know that she will deliver and she will be sent for with Jesus Christ. And today I will talk about God, the love and salvation. And I will let you know a story. I will take only like 10 minutes only for all the sermon. I will tell you a story. One day there a young man, he was studying in his room, and it was cold outside, maybe more than, like less than minus 20. And he was studying, and finally he found, like he heard something like outside his room. He heard the faint shrieking of bird, like some birds chirping. And he was like, it's an imagination. I think there is no bird outside, because how it's cold outside and if there is bird outside. No, it's an imagination. After a while, a little bit, he heard again a chirping of some birds. And he went to the windows and he opened the windows. And he saw like around 7 or 8 small birds. They try to, like, they are chirping and make a circle. And they try to be close to them, each other, to give them a warm. And he expect that these birds will die few moments or maybe few hours and they will froze. And then he try to tell them, okay, I have to tell them to come inside my house, inside my room, in the warm. And then he tried to, like, with using his hands, come here, come inside my windows, inside from the windows, come inside to my room. You will be froze. You will die. But they ignored. They ignored and they didn't listen even to this young man. Then he go downstairs and he opened the door of his house. He had another idea. He got another idea. And he went outside the house. And he was waving with his hands and, okay, come, go inside. You will die. At the same moment, they didn't listen to him. And they ignored. Then he got another idea. Okay, I will go and I will do for them some bread, warm bread. And they did like a trail and they tried to give them in order like to give them to eat and also to have like a relation between this man and between these birds. And he said, come inside, I'm giving you now some bread. But because it's cold outside, even they didn't listen to him and they didn't even think about hungry. Because they have a problem, it's cold outside and they want more warm only. And they ignored him. And the man, he loved them a lot. He has to show them the love. He showed them many times, but they didn't listen to him. Then he got an idea. But it's like his imagination. What about if I was a bird like them? And they understand my language. And they will know exactly what I have to say. They will trust me and they will come and they will accept myself. And they will accept also my advice to come inside my room. And they will never die. In his imagination, this is the story of salvation easily. You see how it very, very, very simple. We try to explain the salvation and a lot, blah, 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 but it's very simple. When we sin, and when Adam, because we are in the inheritance, we inherit already the sin. From first one, Adam. That's why Jesus Christ, he has to come and to save all. I have to be like them. They will never listen to me until I come to them. I'm not a God who staying in heaven. I don't care about the people. No, I will show them my love. And I will become a man like them. I will show them my love. And let's go to the scene of Archangel Gabriel. When he came to Saint Mary and go back to Adam and Eve. When Eve, another lady, she was standing before the archangel also too. But he wasn't archangel, a good angel, a fallen angel, Satan. And the same scene, compare between them, archangel, who is not an angel actually, and archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary and said, you will receive Jesus Christ who will save all the generation. Here, I wanted to lose everything. I don't want to be the son of God, the son of the daughter of God. I want to lose all the generation, all the humanity, all the human. That's why this is, if I compare between the two scenes, the fallen, and here's salvation. That's why, also too, why Jesus Christ, why God, he has to come? Another question inside in my mind, and also in everybody here, like, why God, he has to come? Okay, he has to show us his love. It's good, but he has to send also too, like an angel, maybe another prophet or something like that. The sin was against God, the infinity, the eternal, the not being. Then the sin is infinity. Then someone who is sinless, also his infinity, he has to come to save and to cover his sin. That's why Jesus Christ came. God was incarnate and became man. And it's not myself who said that. Let go to and to read. For example, I will give you another example. Like a few years ago, I read like a newspaper, a story. And grandmother, she hold a granddaughter, 2 years ago, 2 years old, in her hands. And suddenly, this daughter, the granddaughter, she fell in the pool. And the grandmother couldn't even swim. But because she is scared, she jumped to the pool to save her granddaughter. And finally, both of them died. There is no one, no prophet, no man, no angel can save the man, only the sinless who can come and save us. Let's go to the liturgy, the Gregorian liturgy. It's here now on the screen. We are praying like that. O you, the being, and see, a capital letters, the being. It's when we listen to the liturgy, please try to focus on word by word. If you really wanted to be a scholar, theological, read only the liturgy. Focus. For example, go back to your home. If you're not, because we are reading quickly, fast, go back and take part by part from the liturgy and reading, and you'll be a theological. O you, the being who was and who abides forever. We describe, or Saint Gregorian, describe exactly who is God. The being who was, he will abide forever. The eternal, co-essential, co-enthroned, co-creator with the Father from the beginning. Who for the sake of goodness only brought man into existence out of non-existence. Exactly. If I go to the story, yeah, he brought a man, he created a man from nothing, from non-existence to existence, and put him in the paradise of joy. And what else? What happened? And when he fell through the deception of the enemy and disobedience of your holy commandments. Oh, he talk about Adam? Actually, yes. And I'm taking this word also on me. And when myself fell through the deception of the enemy and the disobedience of your holy commandment, I'm repeating again, but the difference now, that Jesus Christ came to save me, and I have an opportunity to go to repent and confess and take his body. Before was not. Before was not. You desire to renew him and to restore him to his first estate. That's why when Jesus Christ came, he took everything except the sin. Like he tried to show us how he created Adam and how have to be. That's why he showed us who is Adam before. That's why when I see Jesus Christ, I see Adam and I see myself how I have to be. And then what he said else? Neither an angel nor an archangel, neither patriarch nor a prophet have you entrusted with our salvation. But you without change were incarnate and became a man and resembled us in everything except for sin alone. What is this prayer's name? This prayer is a reconciliation. Yes. You can imagine before, I will use my imagination. One day, after God created all the angels, and there are some souls, and one day, God created Adam, and the angel said, like, oh, there's another creation here. Who is that? We are soul, and he is, oh, mixed between soul and between body? Between something heavenly and earthly? Oh, okay, we don't know what, who is this person. But we saw that he is joining us, praising God. Then he is a creation of God who praising God. However, he is mixing between soul and earthly things, which is body, but it's okay, he is praising God. Oh, we love him a lot because he is joining us to praising God. And we see also too how God give him the authority over the nature, over everything. No, he's a good person. And finally, and suddenly, he fell. And they are sad. Why he fell? God gave him everything. Oh, I'm talking about Adam? No, I'm talking also about myself. You think that I'm talking about Adam only. No, I'm talking also about myself. That's why here that reconciliation happened when God, the first step, God sent Archangel Gabriel to Saint Mary. Now, that's why we said, you have reconciled the earthly with the heavenly and made the two into one. This is in the liturgy. That's why it's easy to study theology. It's not hard. It's not difficult at all. You have reconciled the earthly with the heavenly and made the two into one and fulfilled the economy in the flesh. Then, not because God, he has to complete the salvation story. No, it's according to his love. He did that. Not according to how he has a plan. No, according to his love. That's why he forgave me according to his love. That's why he said, go over all the scriptures, the Bible. Love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Love and love and love and love. And all this love is agape in Greek language. Unconditional love. As I love you, you have to love me and love everybody also too. This is the story of the love, God of love and salvation. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
God, let us attend. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, truly.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not created, the one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
You, without change, were incarnate and became man, and resembled us in everything except for sin alone. And you became for us a mediator with the Father and the middle wall. You have broken down, and the old enmity you have above. You have reconciled the earthly with the heavenly, and made the two into one, and fulfill the economy in the flesh, and at your ascension into the heavens in the body, having filled all with your divinity, you said to your holy disciples and apostles, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave to you. The same also now grant to us, O our Master. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all evil, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intelligence.
For perfect peace, love, and only apostolic kisses.
Lord,
and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, through your grace and goodwill of your good Father and the work of your Holy Spirit, for you are the provider and maker of all good.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, the sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Where are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
Axion gesicheo, axion gesicheo, elisos garchinum esmi axion gesicheo. O you who are Master, Lord God of truth, being before the judges and reigning forever. looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne. Of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, authorities, from the dominions and the power.
And look towards the east.
You are here around who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
Blessed.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
and placed us in the paradise of joy, when we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with holy prophets, and in the last days you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in the darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. The ways of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high, from water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own honor and honor, and gave himself up for our salvation unto this which end over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. Then on the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in one echrim punish the mystery. Tishgar etifi efmo kaip onchem pikolmus.
Este vo
afici en oik egen nevjigeth o evenat anseni o venat solib. Awogin makarion, awogin reftan anchu.
Tilaiti jevai bechenom esmi amen.
Afgonstem shon. Tefuf en yotefnuti, awa efni ven teon ven etaf shepemot. Afes mo eruf, afer agi yazinemuf.
Amen.
auf tiefen Jeterufen Agius Matitis, Owen Apostolus et Oweb, Evgo Emus, Tek eat of it, all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vairici om pike afot menen sapdi epnon. Αυτοτ φεύον κεν ο ερπενεμ ούμο ου ταυσε περμούτ.
Αμήν.
Αφες μοέρου.
Αμήν.
Αφερ αγί ενζινέ. Αυτοί φώνην ιέτεν ούφεν αγίους μάθητης, οέν Απόστολος ετ οέβ, ευγώ εμμος. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O awesome and full of glory. We offer unto you oblations from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, Lord, and we worship you. Let us attend. Amen.
Oh, pay oi kemen ente feinfen so, my foe venta. Но в знают инте ти дианти кин вери энто
кипалинти нати ами.
Given for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, our Master, to partake of your holy sin, the perfection of our souls. Our body and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shared and inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have
this which you have acquired into your soul with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our great and honored father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Ambatawadros II.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Abatodrus II, Pope and Patriarch, and Archbishop of the Great City of Alexandria, and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who I defined a word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumen, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the church of God.
And all the servants, and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
And those who dwell here in God's faith, greatly accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the rivers,
The seed, the herb, and the plant, all the field is here. Bless them.
Pray, for they are of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field. That Christ our God may bless them, bring to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its fruit be abundantly water and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting, manage our life as deem fit. Lend the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, deal with us according to your goodness. O you give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we to have his affection in everything always may abound in every good deeds.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly ring.
Holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
And this follow the command of your only begotten that we share commemoration of your sins. Greatly accord, O Lord, to remember all the sin who have lived in the beginning of our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of Righteous who consummate in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John, the Fernand of the Martyrs, and Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch, and Savior of the Church, Corinthians, and the Apostles, Saint Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyrus, Saint Bede, and Gregory, the Theologian, and Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 300th, the Sibylline, and Nicaea, the 105th, the Temple, and the 200th, Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three saints Abba Macari, and all their children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John, the Higumen, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and the Patriarchs and Cyril the Saint, Archdeacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints. Through whose prayer and supplication, have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
Of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heaven in Jerusalem, in the place, and we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. Your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit, the peace be with you alone.
And with your spirit.
Us give thanks to God the Father, the Pantocrator, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in his holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
Gabriel, the angel, announcing to Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, the incarnation of the Word of the Lord, the Eternal Father, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Gabriel, the archangel, annunciated to the Virgin Mary, and after granting her peace, confirm me to her with these words, saying, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, the Holy One, who shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Son of God, who was born of him before ages, who existed with him, who is equal to him in his eternity and divinity, and who was born of Mary, only she was a virgin in a wondrous manner. The Lord, who is God over everyone and everything, who is blessed forever, who is not of the flesh, as incarnated and was born of the Virgin. She wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, and the heavenly host praise him, saying and crying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
human beings, who alone is without sin, who existed through his own authority, who has neither beginning nor end, who has made atonement for the sin enveloping the world, died on the cross, and rose from the tomb on the third day. Oh, Logos of God, through your love for mankind, you have lifted the sins and transgressions. You alone who are without sin have endured yourself a sin four or six, but you crushed sin and death through your resurrection from among the dead. Heaven and earth and all that is in therein are yours. Today the earthly and the heavenly beings have become one in the praise of your resurrection. Since happiness has reigned over throughout the universe, because God has come with the humans, and after his incarnation, he proved the glory of his divinity through his resurrection from among the dead. Profess your congregation, your becoming man, and your resurrection from among the dead. Grant us therefore the forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, and purify our hearts, bodies, and souls, so that with a pure heart and an enlightened soul, we cry unto your Holy Father, who is in heaven, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord.
En via Cristo, os Jesus be.
Kyrie eleison.
Pagente, sangues, fluentos, criosos, Christos, e o teu senhas, mosenem neo magionami.
Isso panagios patir, isso panagios eos, en to panagion ebnevuma.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe. I believe. I believe and confess with lots of bread that this is the life given by the dead, only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of our soul, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without mingling with them confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment nor a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so. In truth, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe. That this is so in truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the immaculate, heavenly, and holy mysteries. Lord have mercy. Mercy.
Sassi kereyes of sassi allero
Jesus, we are Christos, and Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was incarnate of the Virgin. Praise him according to the multitude of his greatness. Christos e puro en te vos.
Christos, via Christos.
السلام أعطنا سلامك قرر لنا سلامك وخص لنا خطيانا لك القوة والمجد لك البركة والعزة الأبد أمين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات عرف أخذر في عرش هذا
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, part of the glory forever.
كل سنة وانتم طيبين يوم الثلاث يبدأ صوم الستة العذراء أم النور. النهاردة العدد شوية علشان عندنا أولادنا كلهم في الكونفنشن بالخدم والخدمات بتوعهم، وكمان لونج ويك اند ففي اسر طلعت بره يعني، لكن الروح القدس دايما معنا، حضر اثنين او ثلاثه يكون في وسطهم ان شاء الله بنعمه المسيح. من يوم الثلاث في نهضه لمده اسبوعين. We have a revival for 2 weeks for 2 reasons: the fasting of Saint Mary the Mother of God and the Golden Jubilee Festival of the apparition of Saint Mary in Zaytun. There will be a special program